Can you just explain to me what White Cane Awareness Day is?
Okay. Today, October 15th, is National White Cane Awareness Day. And it's a day that we take time to let the public know and understand the laws that have been set up in the nation for blind people. And the long white cane is a tool used by blind people to travel freely and independently, but it's also a symbol of the rights of blind people as they pursue their goals, such as employment, travel, you know, throughout the world.
So basically, what can the public do to contribute to the day?
We would like for the public to just recognize that blind people are ordinary people. We just happen to be blind. We want them to respect us as regular, you know, citizens, and to treat us as such.
So basically, what does the white cane do for the blind?
Well, let me explain to you. This is called the White Cane Law, but it also covers guide dogs. You know, you can be in a restaurant and see someone come in with a guide dog. And, you know, a lot of people think, even restaurant owners think, oh, you can't come in here with this dog. But the White Cane Law allows the blind person to do that. Now, that doesn't mean if the dog, you know, misbehaves or something, they can't be asked to leave. Mm-hmm. But the law provides that the dog can be in the restaurant, it can fly on an airplane, it can get on the bus. And so the white cane is basically the same situation. The person using the white cane, you know, can go anywhere and can be allowed in any facility. Also, the white cane identifies the individual as a blind or visually impaired person, and it gives us rights as pedestrians, people driving their vehicles are to be cautious, and when they see a white cane, realize that we are the ones that are protected because of the white cane.
Awesome. Is there anything else you want the public to know about it or anything?
Oh, goodness. You know, I'm still coming down from a high on our banquet Saturday night.
Oh,
we had such a fantastic banquet, and we probably had, I feel sure we had 85 people. We were expecting 99, but we had a really cross section of people from the community. Mayor Casper was unable to be there because she was hosting people from our sister cities in Japan, but there was a representative from her office there who read a proclamation for us. Mayor Coletti from Ammon was there and spoke for a few minutes. But we had a great, I mean, we had people from Wells Fargo. We had 9 representatives from Wells Fargo. We had 4 people from Melaleuca. I think we had 4 people from Local News 8. But we were able to get sponsorship and support from all across the community of Idaho Falls and Ammon. We raised a lot of money that really helped us put on this fine banquet where we could educate the community about blindness. And we're just really pleased and feel very blessed that we had such a great turnout and so much support.
Well, that's awesome.